On Monday, President Trump, he didn't take a break. He called out one of the candidates, Democratic
nominee. The president later tweeting that Gillum is a, quote, failed socialist mayor who has allowed crime and many other problems.
The president tweeted that Gillum, quote, runs one of the worst and most corrupt cities in the U.S.
Republicans from President Trump to gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis have repeatedly characterized Tallahassee as a city rampant with violence and crime. The Gillum campaign has pushed back against such attacks. He touted the city's low crime rate as evidence in an interview with CBS4.
I'm the mayor of the city that right now is experiencing a five-year low in our crime rate, and we accomplished that by having fewer arrests at the same time.
So are these criticisms warranted?
No, because, first of all, he doesn't have direct authority over the police department. That comes under the city manager and the council generally.
That's Earl Clay. He's a professor at the Askew School of Public Policy at Florida State University. Tallahassee functions under a council manager system, and Clay says the mayor's power is quite limited.
The council manager form of government, which Tallahassee has had for generations, basically gives the administrative responsibilities. That includes even selecting some top people like the appointment of a police chief. That responsibility is given to the city manager, who is supposed to be a professional manager.
A strong mayor oversees administrative agencies and appoints department heads. But a leadership mayor, like in Tallahassee, serves primarily as a ceremonial figurehead.
The difference is a leadership mayor takes lead in developing policy and attracting business, but doesn't have any role really in the day-to-day administration.
The Republican Party has also run a series of ads criticizing Gillum's response to Hurricane Hermine.
They begged Mayor Andrew Gillum for help, but Gillum turned away workers who could have restored our power.
Incompetence or extreme politics? I don't know. But leaders are supposed to help people in tough times, and Andrew Gillum, he didn't help us. He failed.
The ads claim Gillum turned away power workers after the storm when many residents were out of power. Though Gillum played no role in deciding which utility companies helped, Florida GOP spokeswoman Meredith Beatrice told PolitiFact, quote, the blame still falls on him for not speaking up. Doing nothing and shifting blame to subordinates is awful leadership. Clay says Gillum's role as mayor isn't to coordinate recovery efforts. That's the city manager's job. Instead, Clay says,
The leadership mayor would have more of an active role in trying to bring the different parts of the community together and make things happen. That's what a leadership mayor is supposed to do. But in terms of coordinating the activities of the utilities department and all, that's the city manager's job.
Gillum said in a Facebook post after the storm, the city is, quote, happy to accept help from any person or organization that's going to accelerate the speed at which we can safely restore power to our residents. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.